I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Lou Gowerd.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dudes, dogs, and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Well, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. Phone number to call is 888-808-1019. Here we are 24 hours later, and I feel like we're going to do the same monologue we did last night because we are in a similar position with the Yankees as they once again lose to a team with a 500 or better record. But just like last night, the big picture, the big story coming out of this game is Aaron Judge and the health of Aaron Judge. Last night, we found out from Aaron Boone after the game that Judge would see a specialist today. Then after this game, Aaron Boone said Judge is going for more imaging. I mean, this is one of those scenarios where you knew you weren't going to see Aaron Judge in this series. And that's fine. As much as you want to beat a team like Cleveland because they are a division leader, they are a team with a 500 or better record, it is the type of team that the Yankees have struggled with this year. So you'd like to put a feather in the cap and say, hey, we took two out of three from Cleveland. Or, hey, we swept Cleveland. Especially when you consider you had Schlittler on the mound, who had his worst start of his career. And you have Gerrit Cole on the mound, who had the worst start of his season. But the ultimate and long-term health of Aaron Judge is the most paramount thing here. That's the big picture. And you knew you wouldn't see him in this series. It was just a matter of when you were going to see him. Now, I figured it would be by the weekend. I thought the Yankees would play it safe even if they got good news today. And it's hard to say if they got good news. Because if you're going to see more imaging, it takes you in two different places when your mindset thinks about it. It's either they are doing their due diligence and checking everything. All right, you go to one doctor, then you go to a specialist, then you get more imaging. You just want to rule as much stuff out as humanly possible. Or, oh boy, we're seeing some things. We're going to go for a second opinion. We're not so sure before we diagnose this, before we put him on the IL, before we actually say what it is. Because this is Aaron Judge. This is your most prized possession. And at first, it sounded like it was a bone bruise in the shoulder. Then it was the rib. Now you have a specialist. Now you have more imaging. It's one of those two things. It's either checking all the boxes and making sure that Aaron Judge is good to go. You rule out everything, and then you make a decision if you want to keep him on the shelf for just a little bit, or this is something that's a little bit more long-term, because it has been bothering Judge for a few weeks now. In terms of offensive production, look, the average is down from what you expect. I mean, Judge was a guy that was hitting 400 for several months last year to start the season. You know, 248 average for his standards, which is extremely lofty. We're talking about a guy that wins the MVP virtually every year. So for his standards, numbers a little down. 17 home runs, though, is nothing to sneeze at, that's for sure. But you wondered out loud, okay, what's going on with Aaron Judge? Is age finally catching up? Is it a slump? What's the deal with Aaron Judge? And perhaps whatever he's dealing with, whatever this ultimately ends up being, perhaps that's what's been holding Judge back to not being looking like Aaron Judge. And I would imagine the imaging will be done tomorrow, and that should be the final sort of say on what exactly is going on here. And we'll get an idea, and you as Yankee fans and the Yankee organization will get an idea of what exactly this is, and when exactly you're going to see Aaron Judge again. And that, to me, is the biggest story of this week when it comes to the Yankees. It's not Cam Schlittler who, yeah, news breaking here. He's human. He's human. He's just like every other pitcher that ever pitched in Major League Baseball. He's going to have an off night. And that's exactly what he had. But it was the first off night in his entire career. And then as far as Gerrit Cole, look, when you're coming off of a major injury like he was at his stage of his career, I expected a little bit of a bumpy road to start, and it was anything but. I mean, his first two starts were unbelievable. I mean, his velocity was up against Kansas City. He looked like, in that second start, prime Gerrit Cole. Forget Gerrit Cole at his age coming off an injury or Gerrit Cole the last time we've seen him. Gerrit Cole in his second start looked like the very best of Cole. And when you consider the injury and you consider his age and you consider he's just getting back, it's impossible to put the standards that he would be that great start after start after start. He's going to have a rough one here and there. He's still working his way back. He still missed a ton of time. So to me, whether it's Schlittler, whether it's Cole, those aren't the stories. They're going to be amazing. I think Schlittler is going to end up winning the Cy Young. Gerrit Cole is the third starter in this rotation, which is scary for the opponents. That's how good this rotation is once it's fully healthy. And obviously, I think Schlittler has put himself in the category as the ace. And then Fried, once he gets back, is the second guy. And then Cole, once he gets back, now that he is back. I'm sorry if I'm a little distracted here. I'm watching the Knicks as they're up six now. And I have to talk so many people off the ledge. This team is not going to lose until they lose. Does that make sense? Like, stop biting your fingernails. Stop worrying about it. Stop. Until this team loses, then we can have a conversation. I have all my pessimistic Knicks fan friends. Oh, boy, they're playing a horrible game. Yeah, they're playing a horrible game, and they're right in it. And you know Brunson is going to wake up. Yes, I'm positive, Tommy, but how could you not be positive about this basketball team? All they do is win. And until they lose, I don't think we even need to have a conversation. We could put the feet up and just enjoy this. They could be down 20, they could be down 30, they could be down 50. I don't care what they are down and where they are playing basketball. This is a team that is not going to die. And as soon as this game wraps up, we'll be able to give you a full thought process on it. But I'm a little distracted, to say the least. And I'm trying to be as respectful as I can because this is major Yankee stuff going on here. The Aaron Judge situation, you know, hanging over the heads of this franchise, hanging over the heads of this fan base is a huge deal. But just like last night, we're left twisting in the wind. We're left trying to figure out what is going on with him. When is the next time we're going to see him on a field? Now, the good thing for the Yankees, and this is the best possible news I can give you, the American League is not very good. It's not. And when it comes to Stanton, when it comes to Judge, when it comes to Fried, when it comes to Cole working his way back now, it's all about October. That's it. So the idea of being as careful as humanly possible and as being as cautious as humanly possible, that is the ultimate goal and should be the ultimate strategy for this team. And not worrying about rushing a guy back early. I would imagine Judge, he wants to be back on the field as soon as humanly possible. But much like a Lindor or a Soto, anytime guys like that who play day in and day out and have Judge has had his injuries, but more often than not, they're freak injuries. You know, run into a fence here, you go diving for a baseball there, freak stuff that keeps you out of the lineup. It's not like Aaron Judge is a quote-unquote injury-prone type of player. But when it comes to the overall health of this team, and especially your big starters, that's what's paramount. That's what's important. By the way, side note, the bars are just absolutely packed in New York City. I was driving in today, and they are... You gotta understand, I drive, you know, the same route for years here. And if I wasn't driving, I was walking because I used to live in the Lower East Side. So I've passed certain bars that are around this radio station, you know, on weekends, on weekdays. I've never seen them as packed as they are right now. It is insane how many Knicks fans are out there. And obviously casuals and people that are just there for the party. And they're getting a heck of a show. That's what they're getting. And like, I'll say this again, and I'll say it once this game goes final, and I'm trying to tell all my friends this. They are not going to lose a game until they lose a game. So I don't care if they're down 14. I don't care if they're down 10. I don't care if they're down 50. The Knicks have so much heart, so much guts, so much determination. They're a great team. They have a ton of camaraderie and connectiveness and experience. You are just going to have to drive the stake through the heart of them to beat them once, let alone four times. So I'll see you at the parade. 888-808, because I'm looking very much forward to it. I'm already picking out the outfit. I'm already picking out the everything, the whole thing. I've been planning it forever. Let's go to Evan in Sparta here on After Hours. Loogie here in the late night. What's going on, Evan?
Loogie!
What's happening? What do you hear? What do you say? What's going on, Evan?
Good to talk to you again, my friend. Hey, listen, I fully agree with the comments about Judge. Obviously, he's the best player on the planet. But I will say, I mean, we're putting a lot on one man's shoulders. I mean, equally as important is we got 0 for 3 in Grisham. We got 0 for 3 for McMahon. Again, a pretty poor night that he's having. Austin Wells, don't even get me started. So, I mean, we got to make some real changes to get either these guys going or make some changes, put somebody else in there.
Yeah, look, there are some... like I said, the big picture is, of course, Aaron Judge and the health of him, but we've talked about Austin Wells at length. I mean, the numbers are just inexcusable. You're the starting catcher for the Yankees. We're several months into the season now. His statistics are eye-openly bad. I mean, you have 7 RBIs. It is June 3rd. 7 RBIs.
169.
Four home runs. And look, he had a good year last year in terms of home runs, in terms of RBIs, but he still was a 219 in terms of batting average. And now he's 173. He's a lifetime 217. The defense is there. But 4 home runs and 7 RBIs, that is as bad. To me, he's the worst starting offensive catcher in all of baseball. That's how bad it is. And they don't have an answer. Evan, they're going to have to wait until the trade deadline because they have no internal answers. Austin Wells is just not the guy. Escobar is not a major leaguer. And when they have the chance at the deadline to make a move, they're going to because they can't run Austin Wells out there anymore. Once they get to the deadline and can get a guy.
Well, maybe 2 questions. First off, what happened? Because I remember when this guy was coming up, man. I mean, he was an offensive threat. He was going to be the next Gary Sanchez sort of guy. And then, again, I go back to Ryan McMahon. I mean, I wasn't excited about when we traded for him in the first place, and he certainly hasn't done much for us since anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes on this team. I mean, whether you look at McMahon, whether you look at Wells, and the bullpen, obviously an issue. There are things that, and they had an active deadline last year, and Brian Cashman's going to have another active deadline this year because there are things that need to be tightened up for October. I mean, you're going to get there. This group would get to October, but as far as advancing in October, certainly the World Series and winning it, there are going to have to be major changes done. And it starts with the bullpen, and then it's Wells, and then it's third base, and you got a couple of dead outs there, which you can't have. I mean, you're the Yankees. There's no excuse to have a lineup where there are dead outs. There's just too many resources. There's just too much on the line and too many high expectations for them to have these sort of guys in the lineup. So when we look at August after the deadline, I think you're going to see a totally different Evan lineup here. And they got guys they can go to internally as far as the minors. Maybe Lombard gets a chance. Or they look for guys outside the organization.
Yeah. I mean, too many holes, man. It has me worried. And Cabrera is still back down there. I mean, we haven't seen him in a while. But, something's got to change. We've got to fix it soon.
Yep, absolutely. I appreciate the call. Right now, to me, though, the only course of action the Yankees can take is monitoring the health of their star players, guys like Judge, getting Stanton back, ready to go for October. You can't do much here in the next month in terms of acquisitions. Teams, because of October and the way things are set up, because there's so many teams that get in and there's so many teams that feel like they're alive, people aren't going to make trades and sell off their players. Knicks up 8, by the way, 5 minutes to go. Like I said, this is a locomotive. You're going to have to drive the stake through their heart. And I keep trying to tell my friends this. They don't want to listen. They think I'm, you're just being positive to me. Not really. I'm watching the basketball games, and I see a team that is just not going to lose. That's what I'm watching. Until they lose, we could have the conversation. But I'm going to be as confident and cocky as humanly possible until they lose a game. That's it. Because they are just on a roll right now of epic proportions. And this is a hard show to do. You know, I'm trying to watch the game. They're up 5 now, by the way. Timeout. I think the Knicks took a timeout there. About 4 and change left to go. I'm sure everybody's going to want to talk to me once it's over, but we got a nice little chat there with Evan. We'll get into the Mets a little bit. Maybe if this game extends beyond what I expect it to extend to, meaning overtime, but I imagine the Knicks are going to wrap this up in the next, you know, 5 minutes or so. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. If you're just tuning in and perhaps you were busy tonight, you don't know what's going on with the Yankees, Aaron Judge, obviously out of the lineup again. He is going to get imaging tomorrow. Now, this is on the heels of the specialist that he saw today. This is on the heels of missing a bunch of games. Aaron Judge imaging tomorrow. Hopefully, for the sake of Judge, for the sake of the Yankees, for the sake of Yankee fans, this is because, look, if the Knicks weren't in the finals right now, this would be a massive story because it's Aaron Judge. It's the Yankees. But because the Knicks are playing game ones of the finals and the Knicks are the massive story in town right now, rightfully so, this is kind of not getting full-blown attention. And it's early June, but hey, now he's seeing a bunch of doctors. You know, who knows? And I don't want to speculate. I don't. Because like I said, it could be a nothing. He's back in a weekend. The Yankees are doing their due diligence. But I know this as a fan. It sucks. It just sucks when you have to wait day in and day out to get an answer on a player, especially a star player. It can be frustrating, but you have to understand that the Yankees are doing the right thing here. They're trying to figure out what's going on. And as soon as they know what the deal is, they're going to have to make a decision. Because if this is something that's going to keep him out for a while, you have to put him on the IL. And if it's something that can get him back in the lineup within a couple of days, all right, so you play a couple of guys short, and then you go from there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie in the late night here on The Fan. Tommy Lou Gower, we got you for another 3 hours. As soon as this Knick game comes to a conclusion, we'll have full-blown reaction to it. Your calls, everything, my reaction, my takes on the game and this series. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lou Gower, loogie in the late night here on The Fan. 8 minutes after 11 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lou Gower, loogie. It is after hours, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is almost final in game one, about 30 seconds to go. Knicks up 7. It is all but a wrap. It got a little dicey there before we went to break. The Spurs went on about a 9-0 run, give or take. Got it, I think, tied or up 1, but Jalen Brunson does what Jalen Brunson does, and that's a takeover. And I said this earlier, and I'll say it again. You're going to have to drive the stake through the heart of this team. They are not losing. I said Knicks in 5, it's probably going to be Knicks in 4. Just like I said that in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks are a runaway freight train. The heart, the determination, the continuity, the chemistry, everything. This team is built different. They're not losing. They're not. You're not beating this team 4 times. That's for sure. Good luck beating them once. Good luck beating them once. They're not going down 4 times. Not on Jalen Brunson's watch. Not on Karl Anthony Towns' watch. They played a game tonight where 3 quarters was shaky, but then, like they always do, they turned it on when it matters the most. And it's all over but the shouting at this point. We got only a few more seconds to go here, and then it's a party because they have taken game one of this series, and they are in the driver's seat in the NBA Finals, which yours truly predicted. And I had to talk a lot of my friends off the ledge, but that's just what Positive Tommy's here for. I am here for your, not only entertainment, but for your benefit, because this Knicks team is built different. They are not going down 4 games in this series. They're not. They're not losing 4. They may not even lose 1 at this rate. And until they lose a game, I don't want to hear anybody be like, oh boy. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. You don't get this basically ever as a sports fan. A team of destiny, a team that refuses to lose. Sports is such an unhealthy relationship at times. You worry, you have anxiety, you have moments of just frustration and aggravation and disappointment, and you're upset. And you wish and hope for these moments, for these runs, for these type of teams, for these and it may never come as a sports fan. You may never get it, but we are getting it. we as Knicks fans who have suffered, some of us, not me, but some of you, I should say, for over 50 years. I've suffered for whatever, I'm 40, so I've been watching basketball for about 35 years. I've been suffering that long. We all haven't been to the finals here as Knicks fans in 27 years. But now it's payback. Now it's time to return the favor. The Spurs aren't ready for this moment. They're not going to be able to come through in the clutch. They're not going to be able to out-clutch Jalen Brunson. They're not going to be able to kill this team. I've never been more confident about anything else in my life, sports-wise, that I'm saying into a microphone right now. It is over. Over. But it's been over. Tried to tell you that for over a week now. Over. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to see here. This is a team of destiny. This is a team that now we start to think about historical stuff because they're not losing. They're not. What more do you need to see from this group? They got a very talented Spurs team who was up for the challenge tonight. They played a great game at times. They had a good lead in the third quarter. They battled back in the fourth quarter. They're going to be awesome for a long time. They're going to have their time, but this isn't their time. This is the Knicks' time. After 50-plus years, it's our time. After 27 years, it's our time. That's the deal. That's what's going on here. And I'm as confident and cocky and arrogant as I'm ever going to be when it comes to this basketball team. Because every single game, whether they're winning by 50 or they're down by a bunch and they battle back, they are just winning. They've gone through the playoff wars. They've gone through the battles. They've climbed up the ladder for years and years and years. And now, after all of that, they are graduating. They are walking across the stage, not the Spurs. The Spurs are still freshmen. The Knicks are seniors. The Spurs will have their moment. Look, they're playing varsity basketball as a freshman. Kudos to them. That's a big feather in their cap. They beat the Thunder. Newsflash, this isn't the Thunder. The Knicks aren't going to be gutless and heartless in a Game 7, especially a guy like Chet Holmgren. Brunson's not going to run out of gas. He only gets better and stronger as the game goes on. It's that simple. It's almost like it's scripted, because it is. It's a Hollywood script, and it's a magic carpet ride that this team is on, an 11-0 run in the last 2 minutes. What more do you need to see? What more do you need to see? As soon as I find out my coordinates for the parade, I'll let everybody know, because that's where we're going to be. Enjoy it. Hopefully we get a nice weather day. If it's not too nice, I'm good for pushing the parade off. We don't need any kind of like rain. If it's not like it was today, was this not a picture-perfect weather day? It has gone final. The Knicks won by 10. They won game one. This series is a wrap. It's over. I might be right. It might go five. It might not. This might be a four-game sweep. The Knicks are unstoppable. They are a force the likes we have never seen in this town. This is a historical. They won by double digits. They won by double digits. This game was tied about 2 minutes ago. They were down 14 in the third quarter, and they won by double digits. They are not going to be stopped. This is destiny. This is something that we've all waited for a lifetime, and it's going to happen. Put your feet up, kick back, relax, enjoy this with your family, enjoy this with your loved ones. Stop being nervous. Stop being worried. Stop it. The sports gods and the basketball gods have given us this gift. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, because I am. I am basking in the glory of it. My bank account's looking a hell of a lot better. Thank you very much. My fandom is just bathing in this. And my cockiness and arrogance is, this one goes to 11. Now I'm at a 20 out of 10. That's where I'm at. This series is over. Over. Cute run for the Spurs. It's over. They'll have their time. And you've heard me say this for a week now. So I'm not a Johnny come lately. I'm not changing my opinion. I'm not somebody that's, oh, I needed to see them win game one for the... No. I've been telling you this for a week. The Spurs are too young for this moment. They're not going to be able to transition from knocking off the Thunder in a seven-game series. They are not prepared mentally for what was coming their way. And that is a team that you cannot kill. That is a team that you cannot drive the stake through their heart. This is a team in the Knicks that's not losing four games. They're not. They might not lose four games till next December at this point. They're not losing. And yeah, I'm raising my voice because I'm excited. And I'm pumped up and I'm fired up. I'm driving through the city I love. The bars are packed. It's Knicks and chicks everywhere. This team is a locomotive. They're blitzkrieging everybody. They won by 10 points. In game two, they're going to win by 30. They're going to win by 30. Breaking news. Look, Wemby shaking his head. Go cry, because you cried after game seven against the Thunder, and now you're going to be crying again, except your tears aren't going to be of joy. They're going to be of heartbreak and sorrow. This is the Knicks moment. This is our moment. Enjoy it. Kick back, relax, and just think about positive Tommy in your head when you watch these Knicks games. Friday night is going to be electric in this city. Tonight it was bananas when I was driving through Manhattan. Places and establishments that I see all the time. You know, it's a Wednesday night. Mobbed with people. Mobbed. The Knicks, as they do, have taken over this city. And this team has taken over the hearts and minds of everybody. They are not losing. I'm sure Digital is clipping stuff of me just talking in craziness right now. I haven't even been able to form my thoughts. They're probably just throwing up all kinds of nonsense out there. Sometimes I like to look at the camera, give you a nice empowered speech here. Who knows what they're grabbing at the Digital team? By the way, where was the Digital team all playoff long when they were winning games? Now we wake up for the finals. Love you guys. You know that. I love everybody. I wish I could give everybody a big smooch and a hug right now. This team is winning the championship. I will see you at the parade. Enjoy it. This is a gift from the basketball gods. The basketball gods. This run. For all the misery. For all the suffering. Generations of Knicks fans. Those of us, some of them not even here anymore. But don't worry. They're aware of what's going on. That's what's happening right now. And that's what's at stake. So we owe it to everybody to enjoy the F out of this and stop with the nonsense. Oh, no. Oh, my God. They're down in the third quarter. Enough. They're going to, in all likelihood, sweep this Spurs team. Now, I wouldn't mind a five-game series, so I'd also be happy and right, but that's okay. They're not losing. They're certainly not losing four games. And they're all likelihood not losing one game. Okay, that was the impassioned speech. Now, as far as the ins and outs, what could you say? I mean, early on in this game, where would the Knicks have been without Karl-Anthony Towns? He played his ass off, and he kept them in the game. Cat was amazing. And to me, this game flipped when Wemby went to the bench in the third quarter, which is a key in this series. Whenever Wemby is on the bench and they bring in Cornette, who's a stiff, the Knicks have an opportunity to take advantage of that because Cornette is not a rim protector. He's certainly nowhere near the player or the talent that Wemby is, and he just can't control a basketball court like Wemby. Got a little bit of agita here, too. I'm burping a few times. Hey, it is what it is. And so if you hear a burp or two, it is what it is. Deal with it. So Karl-Anthony Towns really carried this team for the first, you know, couple quarters. And as I'm sitting here watching the game, all I could think of in the back of my mind is, as I'm trying to talk a lot of my friends off the sports ledge, as I'm bathing in my positivity, which I always do, I'm like, Brunson is having a bad game. OG's having a bad game. Mikal's having a bad game. And what, they're down 7 at the half? Okay, they're down 13-14 in the third quarter. You know Brunson's going to wake up. Jalen Brunson's a wrestling fan. God bless him. Love me some Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson is a wrestling fan. What makes a great wrestling match if you're a wrestling fan? The babyface, the hero, right? They get hurt. What happened early in this game? Brunson, couple injuries, goes to the locker room, on the bench, the drama builds. Ooh, the bad guy heel. He might win. The babyface is hurt. The hero is hurt. And then Brunson comes out and he struggles and he's turning the ball over. Oh no, he's going to lose. Our hero's going to lose. And just when you think he's not going to have his moment, bang. Here comes the hero. Here comes the comeback. Here comes, he's fighting back. He's punching. He's drop kicking. And in the fourth quarter, Jalen Brunson is the hero every single time. Put your feet up, relax, and enjoy this. For all the suffering that generations of Knick fans have had to suffer through, our grandfathers, our grandmothers, our uncles, our aunts, our cousins, everybody that's had to watch this basketball team for years stink, do me the favor, do me the solid. This is what I want from my audience and from all Knick fans. Enjoy this. Enjoy this. Because they're winning a championship. They are not losing. Who knows if we'll ever see this again, especially the way in which they're doing it. Carefree, easy, laid back, no sweat. I didn't have a bead of sweat on my forehead. Haven't had one since the Knicks were down 2-1 to Atlanta. That's a fact. And if you don't believe me, ask friends of mine that we text throughout the game, if you can find them. Because they owe me an apology too. They are not going to lose. So I got to figure out, because I had them in 5, now it's going to be 4. I got to figure out when the parade's going to be. Because I want to go through my schedule. All right, what am I doing the night before, you know, work-wise? And then when do I got to be back that night? Because it's going to be the greatest parade in the history of this town. There's going to be millions of people at the parade. There's going to be parties nonstop after the parade that will continue for, I don't know, months. It's the summer. It's going to be the biggest party in a town of parties that we've ever seen. So just enjoy it. Let the players stress. Let the players go through what they need to go through. But it is over. O-V-A. Over. Over. Because I had a lot of Spurs fans in my mentions and commenting on my videos. Won't hear a peep out of them after the Knicks put belt to ass and boat race this team over the next 3 games. It's over. If you have tickets for game 4, don't sell them. Because you're going to see history and you're going to see a championship. Again, I'd like to be right. I'd like it to go 5. You know, your boy would love to be right and be happy. Who wouldn't? Come on. I can't be a little selfish here. But I also like to thank the Knicks for helping out my bank account through this run in more ways than one. I really appreciate that. If I didn't really need the money, I would cut you a percentage of that. Thank you very much. And also, look at the city right now. Look at the, and they, oh, by the way, NYPD, they allowed these watch parties. And look at this. Look at this. Look at the emotion. I'm telling you, and we'll get your calls. I know I'm going on and on and on here. We got till 2 a.m. I'm driving through this. Nothing warms the cockle of Thomas Lugauer's heart. If you know me by now, and I think you do, nothing warms the cockles of my heart than combining sports with partying. The two things that I love the most. And that's what I saw driving into the city. And then Friday night, I got a watch party. I don't have to work. I mean, I'm technically working, but not really. So I'm going to be right in that mix. As soon as I have the information, I will pass it along to you as far as location, all those things. Hopefully you can come out and join me, because this is a time for celebrating. This is a time for joy. This is a time to be alive as Knicks fans, as sports fans, because this is once in a lifetime. Once in a lifetime. Don't be that person that looks back on it and say, damn it, I wish I listened to Tommy. Darn it, I wish I couldn't help it. I had PTSD. I'm telling you right now, as a friend, because we're all friends here. As a family member, because we're all family here. The Knicks are winning the championship. Whether it's 4 or 5, they're winning. And something that we have waited for forever, decades, generations, from a generational talent to the generations of your family. We are all been waiting for a very long time for this. And even the most optimistic me, Knick fan, never thought they would steamroll through the playoffs on way to winning a championship. But heck, this is living. This is living good. Because it is a Hollywood script, and it's going to have a Hollywood ending. And how fitting a team that has so many Hollywood fans out there, members of Hollywood, they're enjoying it as well. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Knicks up 1-0 in this series. Let's go! Sorry, I was distracted by something on television. Look, it is what it is. You know what I mean? The weather gets warmer. You know the deal. They go hibernating for the winter, but as soon as the weather warms up, we're ready to rock. We are ready to roll. I'm excited. I can't wait for game two, Friday night. I literally can't wait. Still got to do a show tonight, then I'll do a show tomorrow. And then Friday night in the big city, game two, it's going to be a party. Bring your party shoes, bring your dancing shoes, bring your drinking shoes if you get involved in those type of things. And enjoy it with your boy and enjoy it with your brothers and sisters and your fellow New Yorkers and New Jerseyans and Connecticutians. You know, the TikTok bros make their way down here to do videos. They want to aura farm. Let them aura farm. Well, let the TikTok bros aura farm. We're all in this together, young and old. And Jalen Brunson is the man, and Karl-Anthony Towns played his ass off. We could get into the X and O's all you want. Here's the bottom line. This team is a freight train. This is a team of destiny. This team is winning the championship. This team cannot and will not be stopped. You think that group is losing four games? Ha! No shot. Fat chance. Nico, have an eye on the dump button tonight. If I get through the next 3.5 hours without cursing, it'll be a miracle. Because I've been close about 7 times already. But that's the raw emotion. And that's what I'm feeling right now. Because I'm just thinking about sports and loved ones and getting into being a Knick fan and all that stuff, which I'm sure people are feeling that way as well. Because this is emotional for all of us. Look at these watch parties. Amazing. 888-808-1. They had one in Central Park. Hey now. That's a good one. Sorry, Dave Sims. I owe you a check there. My bad. And Howard. That's on me. I'm just, I could say anything at this point. That's what I said. Keep the eye on the dump button. You never know what you're going to hear in the next 2.5 hours. 888-808. And what's digital? They're cutting up videos here of me. Can they make sure that it's a good take? And they do, here's Tommy reacting to the game. And it's like, you know, I'm picking my nose or something. Can you get the good stuff, please, digital? Don't just get me picking my nose. Get some good takes. Work overtime tonight. Where was I? Oh, yes. 888-808-1. Oh, do I want to go to a Tommy? Should I show bias by going to a Tommy? Now let's go to Ryan and Kent. Ryan, what's up, brother?
Yo, Tommy, what's up, man? I couldn't agree more on the raw emotion when we made it to the Eastern Conference Championships and won it. I called Al and I lost myself, but you guys are the best. You know, it's just like you're saying, you're playing into your heart here. That was an awesome game. I couldn't agree more with what you're saying. Towns kind of, you know, he really stepped up when it seemed like Brunson wasn't going to be there. And then, out of nowhere, Captain Clutch has got 30 points.
Yeah, you look up. You know what it is, Ryan? You're watching, and I brought up the wrestling reference, which I know not everybody's wrestling fan, so I'll use like a movie reference, right? You're watching a Tom Cruise movie. You know, in the first act, he's kind of hitting on the girl. You don't know if they're going to, you know, make whoopee. And then in the second act, you know, Tom Cruise gets injured, and the villain is looking like he's going to win. And then Tom Cruise in the third act saves the day every single time. Jalen Brunson, that's how it is. This dude gets hurt basically every first quarter, goes to the back, can't make a pass, can't hit a shot. And then in the fourth quarter, he puts the cape on. He's Captain Clutch. He's the best player in this damn series, and he is going to lead this team across the finish line. That's what's on the line here. It's the family business. It's everything, Tim. Underdog, undersized, yours truly even, you know, wasn't thrilled when he came here as far as being that superstar. Well, guess what? I was dead wrong. He is that superstar, and even better, he's a winner. He is a winner, and he is going to be the guy in these parts for a very long time because he's about to bring the Knicks their first championship in 53 years.
Yeah, and you can't help but talk about the bench here. I mean, I think that was the difference in the game. Like you said, we won by double digits. Shamet, 13. Total of 13 between Alvarado and McBride. Like, oh, I couldn't be happier. And I love the whole wrestling thing. Shout out to the coalition of Knicks haters. I don't know what we call them besides just Knicks fans or the positive Knicks fans, but take it one game at a time. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I love you, Ryan. I'm not doing the one game at a time. It's over. It is now time to. This is what they call the party. This is what they call the bachelor party. This is what they call the honeymoon. We're not trying to figure out. Okay, we can't have Aunt Rose sit next to Uncle Louie. You know, I don't know if I want to invite this friend because she was kind of mean to me the other day. She didn't respond to an email and all the stress that you deal with when you're planning a wedding. This is the partying time. This is the relaxing time. This is the time to enjoy basketball, sports, life, everything. The city is as alive as it's ever been because of this basketball team. No day at a time. It's over. OVA. I'll see you at the parade. I bring this up all the time. There is a great train pulling into the station. A great train. And I'm getting a seat on it. Now, there are plenty of seats next to me. You could certainly grab one. I will hold a seat for you. I'm going to the moon. I'll see you at the stars. Now, I know there's a lot of people that didn't want to get on that train, maybe going into this series. It's pulling into the station again. Choo, choo. Get on it. Because that train is leading to legendary status, immortality, and a Knicks championship. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. My phone is blowing up here, Nico. I assume you're on this text chain as well. Just get in my ear if there's anything that I need to know about what's going on, because I'm tagged in a bunch of texts right now while I'm on the air. I assume everything's good. I have no idea, but my phone is literally blowing up. Maybe it's my buddy Ben Stiller. He wants to have a chat after the game. I'm sure he's pumped up, which is fine. CC me on an email and just send it out to everybody. Say, Lugie's busy. He's doing a show. He's super pumped up. He will get back to you. Let's head out to the Bronx, and Matt's on the fan. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, Lugie. Yo. LFG, baby. LFG.
Why are we whispering?
Let's go.
What's going on? Your kids are sleeping.
Oh.
What's happening? You got a little something going on there? What's going on here? What are we quieting? What are we...
You know what's
happening?
My son is sleeping, man. My son is sleeping. But
Matt, wake him up and tell him the Knicks are winning the championship.
Let me just say this,
Matt, and I know Mom will probably be upset. If I was his age and I was sleeping and you didn't wake me up, I would be upset about that. This is something he should be experiencing. Is school still going on, by the way? He should be done with school, right? June 3rd?
He's three and a half.
Oh, wake him up. What the hell? Take a nap tomorrow. Who cares? What's the difference?
But, Tommy, can I say a few things?
Of course. Yeah.
So first and foremost, you as a Knicks fan, I want to give you a lot of props.
Thank you.
You never wavered. I remember it was like February, early March.
Yeah.
They were going through the doldrums.
Yep.
And you're like, you know, they'll be fine. This team is just going through a bad spurt. They'll be good.
Yeah, it's a long regular season. It happens, especially a team that has a lot of experience. And this was their goal. And if they had a little bit of a slump during the regular season, you'd prefer to them to win 60-plus games and steamroll and be the one seed. But I looked at a basketball team that had the talent and had the experience to make this kind of run and win a championship. That's why I never wavered. It was always Knicks in 26 for me.
I know, and I got to take some of your confidence. Do you remember I called you draft night? I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I do. And honestly, that was the last time. Yeah, well, you know what, Matt? It was the last time that the Knicks lost the game. And brother, I gotta move on here because I know there's a million people that want to talk to me. Plus, you're doing the whole. I feel like nothing against your child that's sleeping, but I don't think whispering right now is the right thing. We need to be a little bit more enthused. I don't want to whisper. We're not in church. Although a lot of you will be in church, the Cathedral of Basketball, Madison Square Garden. And if you have Game 4 tickets right now, Do not sell them because the Knicks are going to win a championship that night. I'd like it to be in 5 because I'd be right, but you know what? I'll take it in 4. That's for sure. I kid, by the way, with the 5 stuff. To me, if the Knicks win in 4, I'll take credit for that too. And if they sweep or 5, to me, it's 4 or 5. Think about this. We're going to get through an entire Knicks playoff run without one no biggie. Not one. We're not going to have a single no biggie. And yes, that night, draft night, was the last time the Knicks lost a game. They've been on a just historic run ever since. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Knicks are winning the championship. They won the championship tonight. They've already won it going into the series. If you needed any more, proof of that, you got it tonight. Because just like against the Cavs, and I said it too, the Cavs are gutless, spineless, heartless, and the Knicks came back on them. And then when it came to the Spurs, who aren't any of those things, but you still had a rusty team to start off, and then the Knicks, this was the best chance, is what I'm getting at here. This was the best chance for the Spurs, and they didn't get it done. Wemby will win his championships. The Spurs will have their dynasty, another one, but not this year. Not on our watch. This is the Knicks' year. This is our year. They are a team of destiny. It is OVA, OVA, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Plenty of time to take your calls for the next 2.5 hours as we lead up to, I believe, Gordon Damer's coming on at 2 a.m. I'll double check that, but the bottom line is you have me for the next 2.5 hours. That's for sure. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. 11:42 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. A very pleasant Lugie evening to everybody out there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. The Knicks are the greatest basketball team in the history of basketball. That's the focus. They are a team of destiny. They are not going to be stopped. This is an opportunity for all of us as Knicks fans, for this city, the team that unifies and unites this city. It is time for all of us to celebrate, to party, and to enjoy this ride. Don't be nervous. Don't have anxiety. Oh, no, game two, the Spurs, their season's on the line. The Knicks are going to smash them. Newsflash. They won by 10 tonight, the Knicks, after being down, what, 14 in the third quarter? The long layoff, they didn't play great basketball really until the final couple of minutes, and they still won by double digits. For all that we have been through as Knicks fans, this is the sports gods repaying it in full and then some. For generations and generations and generations of Knicks fans, this is our get back. This is our return on all of that pain and suffering. And for some years, just, boy, this team is so awful that I can't even bear to watch them at times. This is the gift. And it's the greatest gift you can get. As they have steamrolled their way to an opportunity to win a championship where they are 3 games away from doing so. And they've now won 12 straight playoff games. They're not losing again. They're certainly not losing 4 games. I've never been more confident. I've never been more cocky. I've never been more sure of something ever when it comes to sports. I'll see you at the parade. Enjoy this. Hug your family. Hug your friends. You see me in the street? Well, don't hug me in the street. I mean, unless you're a hot chick, then you can hug me. But if you're just some dude, then definitely don't hug me. But you can dap me up. That's fine. That's all good. Hugs I'm going to reserve. If you're a dude, you're all sweaty. It's like, come on, bro. You're getting the sweat all over my shirt. But otherwise, yeah, dap me up. It's all good. Because there's a party going on right now in New York City, and it's only going to get ratcheted up and 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 up as we are 3 wins away from a Knicks championship. And it's going to happen real quickly, just like I predicted. I said 5. In all likelihood, it's going to be 4. And really, the Hollywood script here, because when I was on the air after game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, which I also predicted that series would end in 5. I came on the air and I said, look, this was the best chance for the Cavs to beat the Knicks. They didn't. It's now going to be a sweep. Feeling the same way right now. Feeling the exact same way. This was the Spurs' best chance, and they blew it. And more, they blew it in the sense that they got that game tight in the end, and then the Knicks, their experience, Captain Clutch, Jalen Brunson, they took over and the Knicks won the game. The Spurs just blew the opportunity to stop the momentum of the Knicks. This is a combination of talent, experience, great coaching, depth, continuity, basketball gods, and the stars being aligned, and momentum. And no team has been able to break the Knicks' momentum. The Spurs didn't do it tonight. Obviously, the Sixers didn't do it. The Cavs didn't do it. And it's that perfect storm. And that's why we're getting what we're getting out of this basketball team. Enjoy the ride. I sure am. 888-808. And my bank account's looking quite, it's just amazing right now. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Tommy in Brooklyn. What's up, Tommy?
What's going on, bro? What more do we need to see as Knicks fans? Not only did we beat the Spurs tonight, we beat the refs. The Spurs could not even put the Knicks away when they got every whistle call, every free throw, and the Knicks hung in there and just shut them out. And that's it. It's over. We're going to win. The Spurs had nothing they can do. Their best chance was winning tonight with the refs on their side, and they still lost.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I appreciate the call. Great name, by the way, Tommy. You know, I give this impassioned speech, and Digital doesn't put that out. They just put out the video of me just telling you whatever. You can't. Sometimes you can't win in these situations. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Gave this great rah-rah thing here, and that's not what we put out on social media. Let's go to Kevin in Camden. What's going on, Kevin?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
As a Knicks fan for life, I've been a fan since 99 when I was 5 years old.
Yep.
I've been through so much pain and suffering. I can name everything I've been through, but I think you know what I've been through. So this is just sweet. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. As a diehard, this is the most beautiful brand of basketball that I've ever seen, and I love it. As a native New Yorker, because I'm from Staten Island originally, this is beautiful, and I wish I was home right now. I know my dad's working in New York. Shout out to my dad. This is, for him and for myself, this is one of the best moments of my life, and I'm just so happy. And you know what? Go New York, go. And to everybody else who doesn't like it, tough, because this is our time.
Absolutely, and I can hear the emotion on your voice, Kev, and I just, you're talking about family here, and I get it. Believe me, I do. I'll get emotional if I start talking about it, because I could feel what you're feeling right now. When it comes to sports fandom and it becomes your family and passed down from generations to generations, it'll make you want to cry. Seriously, it means that much to us as sports fans. And what we're seeing right now, because of the love we have for this basketball team, and it is the team that unifies this great state, the one team that does it. And we're seeing it right now from them just going on a historical, historical run. As they are three wins away from a championship, it's over, OVA. See you at the parade, whether it's four, whether it's five, this Knicks team is not going to lose. They're definitely not losing four games. Jalen Brunson, as always, Captain Clutch, Karl Anthony Towns played his ass off, really kept them in the game. I know you're not getting a lot of X's and O's from me tonight. You really need X's and O's? They won the damn game. They've won, 12 in a row now. They're going to win a championship. X's and O's. Let's party, baby. MJ is in Long Island. What's up, MJ? All right,
hey, Tommy. What's up?
What's up, brother? What's going on?
I'm sorry. I had you on speaker.
No, you're good.
Listen, I love your show, Tommy. You really bring it. You really bring it. I got three things for you. Number one, the Knicks play as a unit. They're 8, 9, 10 deep, and they're on a mission. They're unstoppable. And since the time that Brunson Sr. grabbed Brunson
yes,
Jr.
Yes, and apparently, reportedly, that was about, hey, listen, you got to get rid of the ball a little bit more. We got to run the offense through Cat. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what the argument apparently was about.
And you've been on point all along. And that's what unlocked them. And they're on a mission. They're a unit.
Yep.
They're unstoppable. I'd say Knicks in four, Knicks in five, no problem. And you've been on it since the beginning.
Absolutely. And look, I don't need flowers, but if you want to send me some, you can. That's I'll take it. That's for sure. But it's more about the basketball team. By the way, Evan reminded me about a year ago, I said it was Knicks in 26, and I should play the clip. I have it somewhere. He sent it to me. Oh, Digital is getting more stuff. You know, I love you guys over at Digital. If I knew my main man Ryan was working on this, I wouldn't have said anything, because I love Rhino. He's the best, if you can hear me out there. Digital's working their ass off. They're putting out all these clips here. And I try to intersect all that stuff. See, to me, where my brain is at right now, as a human, as a sports fan, is the radio show, what's going on in the streets, what's going on social media, because it's all one big party right now. That's what this is. And I'm trying to make sure that everybody just can feel the emotions that I'm going through. I want you, as you're in your car, if you're on the Odyssey app, wherever you're listening to me right now, I want you to feel what I'm feeling. Because I want to tear my shirt off. I want to cry. I want to hug some people. I just want to have some fun. That's just what I'm feeling right now. Raw emotion. I could sit here and tell you, well, you know, Landry Schamet had a big three there, and Landry Schamet had a big three there. I can't even say his last name right. That's how excited I am. Landry Schamet had a big three there, and Josh Hart did this, and blah, 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 blah. Who cares? The bottom line is this. Three more wins, and we're at the parade, and it's going to happen, and it's going to happen very soon. This, in all likelihood, is going to be a sweep. I told you five. I'm changing that prediction to four. And if it happens to be five, I'll take credit for four or five. It's like Jerry the King Lawler, if you remember back in the day in the Royal Rumble. He'd say, oh, this guy's going to win the Royal Rumble. This guy's, that's my pick. That's my pick. He picked like 16 guys. There's only 30. Is he going to win the Royal Rumble? He might. You know, I picked that guy too. It's like you have to, King, you got 40 picks in the Rumble. There's only 30 guys entered in it. But I put me down for Knicks in four and Knicks in five. Put me down for four and five. I guess four or five. Not four and five. Whew. I'm going to have to take a little bit of a deep breath here. Oh, man. I'm feeling it. I hope you guys are out there are feeling it as well. And gals. When I say guys, I mean everybody. I call my wife, dude. I call gals, bros. It's just a general word for it. I hope everybody out there is just feeling what I'm feeling right now. Let's go to Dylan in Seaford. What's up, Dylan?
Loogie.
What do you hear? What do you say? What's up?
Hey, Loogie. Hey, I just want to say let's go, Nick.
Yes.
I mean, it's absolutely stunning just to see this team. I mean, at the halfway mark, to see how they've been struggling. And, I mean, we have to give all the credit to Mike Brown. I mean, as much credit as it goes around to anybody, it's got to go first and foremost to him. I mean, the amount of times that we've come down from big-time leads and making adjustments at halftime and everything, I mean, it's absolutely crazy just the
Yeah,
the
I mean, listen, Mike Brown players. Deserves, sorry to cut you off, Mike Brown deserves so much credit here because, and I don't want to make it too much about Tibbs here, but you could tell that they love playing for this guy. And bottom line is this, and I said this, and I'll continue to say it, I don't have a proof of it, but I'm just using my brain. There were a lot of people that got there pointed at and said, oh, he's the player that got Tibbs out of here. He's the player that said bad things about Tibbs. I promise you, if the star player on the team wanted Tibbs back, he'd be back. So that's the bottom line. So this was a collective decision to get rid of that coach for maybe not Mike Brown, but they wanted a new voice and a new change of scenery and somebody that will get with the program and work with Leon and work with his staff, yes, including Rick Brunson. And now you see a happier team, you see a connected team, you see a unified team, and you see a team, Dylan, that is on their way to an NBA championship.
Oh, 1,000%. And I honestly, not to bring it into it, but, you know, all of us are very excited, but I'm a Mets fan, unfortunately, as well.
Well, you don't have to write the word unfortunately. Before, I'm going to cut you off immediately there. Don't say unfortunately. Don't say unfortunately, because how many times did you walk around the streets and go, unfortunately, I'm a Knicks fan? If I've not taught you anything as positive, Tommy, when it comes to all sports, is that is to never give up, never wave the white flag, and never, ever say, unfortunately, I'm this. Don't say that. Because for how many decades, oh, unfortunately, I'm a Knicks fan. Well, how fortunate right now are you to be a Knicks fan? How fortunate. And why are we fortunate to be a Knicks fan? I'll tell you why. Because we have, an owner in James Dolan. And where are all the Knicks will never win as long as James Dolan owns a team. Where are those people? Are they going to hit the podium? We all have stuff we have to hit the podium for in this Knicks run. Because every single move was criticized by every Knicks fan. Meaning not you criticize every single move, but every move was criticized by at least one Knicks fan. Like, if you're sitting there listening to my voice right now, you know it. You know it. In this Leon Rose era, you criticized one of the moves, whether it was firing Tibbs, hiring Mike Brown, bringing in Brunson, trading R.J. Barrett and IQ, trading for Cat, trading all those picks for Bridges. You know it. Don't act all high and mighty now. You criticized one, if not more, if not all of those moves. And you and me and all of us will hit the podium. But let's start with James Dolan. He deserves a ton of credit for hiring Leon Rose. Leon Rose, the architect of this team. How gutsy it was to bring in Brunson as the start of this. That took a lot of foresight, a lot of guts, and just what a tremendous move that was. And then obviously getting rid of R.J. Barrett, getting rid of IQ, two homegrown players. Wasn't the most popular decision, but you bring in OG Anunoby, and this team has really just been a way better basketball team ever since he arrived. Then Karl Anthony Towns, who is just a man possessed right now, and good on Karl Anthony Towns, who got a lot of flack last year when he was the best damn player in that series against Indiana. I don't have enough time here to throw all the flowers out, but we're going to do it on the other side of the break because I do have to take a short one. We're going to get to all your calls, all your reaction over the next 2 hours, but put a pin in that. Put a pin in what I was just talking about because we will, is it expound or expand? I'm going to go with expound. We're going to expound on that over the next 2 hours as we just bask in the glory, take your phone calls, react to the game, really enjoy being Knick fans. That's what this is all about here on After Hours. 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the late night here on The Fan.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.